Die eerste Suid-Afrikaanse komponiskompetisie het vanjaar plaasgevind en op die 4de Maart is die eerste wenner aangekondig. En ek het nou die voorreg om met die wenner te gesels. Hy sit in Londen, ek in Suid-Afrika en dis Conrad Asman. Baie welkom op RSG Kuns.
Thank you so much for having me.
Conrad, dis 'n kompetisie vir Suid-Afrikaners. So uit die aard van die saak, is jou oorsprong in Suid-Afrika? Vertel my so 'n bietjie van jou grootwordjare, waar jy groot geword en van jouself.
Perfect. I always consider myself a British South African, or just a South African, or just someone British. Any sort of three of those I kind of toss and turn depending on where I am and what I'm doing. I grew up in Johannesburg, South Africa. I spent 18 years of my life there. But in terms of my family history, both sides of my family are originally from the UK. My father was born in Manchester, and my mother's family is from Essex and a bit of Scotland as well, intertwined there. So very much, even though it's, you know, both British and South African, very much an international background, which I'm very fortunate to have been a part of and still are part of for the last 6 years. I've been living in London, in the United Kingdom as well, so it's given me a completely different perspective since my last time then when I was in Cape Town where I did my undergraduate studies.
Wanneer het jou pad met musiek gekruis? Wanneer het jy geweet dis wat jy wil doen eendag?
So I really start my musical journey started when I was 4 years old, when my parents had decided they'd had enough of me around the house and decided to say, well, let's get him to do some piano lessons. I'll kill an hour every week and he can do some practicing and we don't have to deal with him. And I sort of instantly fell in love with playing the piano. And really sort of enjoyed the fact that of this new discovery of making something and creating sound that was organized, and the fact that organization of sound was so emotionally connected to, you know, these new emotions I was feeling as a child and growing up. And especially when I became an adolescent and was in high school, I really started to think more about composing as well, less than piano playing, possibly and probably because I was a very lazy practicer. I never liked too much to spend too much time perfecting music, but rather very much interested in the act of creating music and how music is created. So that was really sort of the start of my compositional journey. And this was really kind of enforced when I decided to study music at a university. And whilst I was initially thinking about going overseas at that age, I did decide in the end to stay in South Africa to do my undergraduate degree, where I studied composition and piano at the South African College of Music in Cape Town. And that really kind of affirmed to me, because I think, especially at a university, this is when people decide, is this what I want to do with the rest of my life, or is this maybe I want to look at something else? And for me, it was really much a yes, this is exactly what I want to do with my life, and let's see where this journey takes me.
Vertel my 'n bietjie van die kompetisie. Dis die eerste keer wat die komponiskompetisie aangebied is. Die hele proses, wat het jy daaruit geleer?
Yes, so the composition competition that the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra ran this year has been a really, really amazing inaugural opportunity for young South African composers to really have a piece of music performed by a live orchestra. But it's more than that as well. It's been an opportunity to have a workshop with an orchestra, which for those who are not familiar, allows a composer to work with the musicians on a piece of music before it is sort of finalized and performed in public. And this allows the composer to iron out things that don't quite work or learn things that work better. And it really is an invaluable experience for any composer sort of interested in writing music for orchestra. Along with this, this project has been a recording session where the orchestra will record this piece of music, and this recording can be very valuable for composers in their careers going forward in terms of submitting for other competitions or grant applications or commissions. And then finally, the performance of a work in front of real live people. I mean, and that is sort of the culmination of this project. Personally, I think it's been such an honor working with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. The players have been incredibly professional and have been very insightful and wanting to learn from the music just as much as the composers have been wanting to learn from the players. And the players have been very accommodating and giving their time and their craft to the composers, and to which I've been very grateful and have learned so much along the way.
Vertel my van die stuk wat jy gekomponeer het, want elkeen van die finaliste, soos jy nou sê, het die geleentheid gehad dat hulle werk ingeoefen kon word en uitgevoer word deur die orkes. Maar vertel my van jou stuk spesifiek.
So my piece of music is called Beyond the Atom, which, and it's a set of 5 short movements for an orchestra comprising of strings, backstage horns, percussion, piano, harps, celesta, and organ, which is very basically, for those who know this, that this is basically an orchestra but without any woodwinds. And the reason for that is when I wrote this piece 2 years ago, it was initially going to be for a workshop with the Royal Academy of Music, which is the conservatoire that I have was studying my master's at in London, which I was afforded to be able to do this through the Oppenheimer Memorial Trust. And unfortunately, this couldn't happen because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And even despite the fact that we had tried to accommodate with this because we took out the woodwinds, because at that point in the UK, regulations meant that woodwind players couldn't sit next to each other because it was too close together and didn't accommodate with the 2-meter rule at the time. Which then led to this very obscure orchestration, which is very unusual, but I really wanted to rise to the challenge and try and compose a work that can accommodate this setup and also this experience of space, which also then led to the decision of the subject matter for this piece. And this piece is all about quantum physics and these small, tiny little particles that we really know very little about. And it's also this idea of exploring, the act of exploration. What do we learn when we try and explore these small little subatomic particles? There are some things that we know, and there are also some things we know we don't know. And then there are also things that we don't know that we don't know. Mm-hmm. And these sort of almost paradoxical things of knowns and unknowns really inspired the creation of this.
Ek het gelees dat dit vir jou nogal so 'n groot verrassing was toe jy gekies is as wenner. Vertel vir my ook van die pryse wat jy gewen het.
Yes, it was definitely a surprise for me, especially given the quality and skill of all 5 finalist pieces, and also the breadth of style. I mean, the pieces were very different compared to each other. The prizes involved the runner-ups received a cash value prize, I believe, of 5,000 rand. And then the winner prize, I received 20,000 rand, which was very much appreciated, along with the status and title of the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra's new composer in residence for the 2023 season. Now, what that means is that it's a new title, and what it will allow me to do with the orchestra is to foster a new relationship and develop new pieces, including one exclusive orchestral commission, which will be performed in the 2023 season, along with hopefully some other works of mine, and just in general to sort of encourage and build an audience around new music in South Africa, which I am very excited to be part of. I'm so excited that the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra is also excited in developing this project.
Nogmaals baie geluk, Conrad. Dis wonderlik en ons sien uit na die werk wat jy hier in Suid-Afrika gaan kom doen.
Baie baie dankie. Thank you so much. I am very much looking forward to it myself, and lastly I'd love to just thank the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra again and their sponsors and fundees thereof, because this is just such an important facet of music and classical music in South Africa. And it's very important to continue to support projects like this. And I'm very grateful to have this opportunity and platform to be able to contribute and advertise and encourage the future young South African composers to enter things like this. I know that the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra is already gearing up to advertise and announce their second composition competition, which will be coming up for the 24 season, 2024. So if you're a young South African composer out there that wants to write for orchestra or potentially has written for orchestra already, watch this space.